And bonjour, guten tag, privet, and hello, and welcome to the Douspois podcast. This week, get ready, get prepared, dim the little lights, because we're about to get a little bit smooth criminal. This week, we're looking at something a little bit different. Over the next few episodes, we are going to be exploring. Now, obviously, it's Eurovision. We all know about the love, the laughter, the glittens, the sequins, the glamour. But do you know there's a dark side? Oh, and it's not just Maneskin and drugs. Before you say it, there you go. I knew what you were going to say. You're wrong. But, oh my lord. So we're dealing with Eurovision stars, people who've been on the Eurovision stage. And I guess we always wonder, what happens to these stars once they move on from Eurovision? It turns out some of them, become smooth criminals. Or considering the fact that they've all gone caught, not so smooth criminals at all. And we're just not talking about simple things like busking without a license. We have everything from drugs trafficking, money laundering, ram raiding, tax fraud, weapon stash. Oh, and wait for it. There's even a little bit of human trafficking. What? I'm sorry. Did you say trafficking of humans? Yes. And we're not just talking about F-grade stars either. We're talking about some of the biggest stars at Eurovision. And some of the not so, but I thought that's something just to have a little bit of a look at. Oh my lord. So we have already posted a link. You're going to see it around. We've put up a link. We put the Douspois, I can't even say the name of my own podcast, the Douspois podcast. We've actually created the playlist for this week, and we put the link up in our stories, and we'll share it to our page as well. It's actually, I'm just mumbling while I scroll through my phone trying to look what I've called it. I've called it the Douspois Podcast Crime. Ooh! And on that, we've included, well, some crime-related songs and just songs that you, well, no, I was going to say songs that you should commit crime to, but that sounds terrible. No, at the Douspois podcast, we do not endorse crime unless it's rising up against an oppressing state. Then rise up. But otherwise, no, let's be nice to each other. Let's certainly not steal each other's shit. Well, maybe if they're billionaires, they've got too much already. But just, you know, don't take stuff from the working people. Certainly don't take it from anyone lower on the food chain than you. Let's be nice to each other for a change. But let's just say, theoretically, if James Bond shows up and you have to, is it crime, though, if you're saving the world? Okay, that's a really bad example. But if, okay, cost of living crisis, you have to come up with a diabolical scheme to part millions of dollars from an evil billionaire to feed street cats. And technically, according to the law, what you're doing is a crime. Then we have the playlist for you. It is the Douspois Podcast Crime. And you can check out some of the songs that we've got on the playlist, including the first song that came to my mind, if you're going to be a criminal. Oh my lord, does anyone remember Waylon? Outlaw or in 'em. Woo! Oh my lord, you listen to this song, you may not have a little outlaw in you, but you are ready to have a little outlaw in you. Damn! We have some great songs. It's all singing about crimes, songs that will get you in the mood for crime. I even asked Jack if he was going to commit a crime, what song would he commit a crime to? A rather unusual choice. He's decided to go with Invincible by Corolla. So I don't know if he was thinking of a fashion crime, but, you know, I guess crime is crime. You do you. You know, it's like life. Crime, it's a personal decision. Do you choose the crime or does the crime choose you? I've also put Grab the Moment by Joust. For anyone who remembers that, sure, they're trying to say, oh, grab the moment, we'll live in the moment. But it's that underlying chorus of kill, kill, kill. They're trying to say it's not kill, kill, kill. Listen to it. It's clearly a Michael Myers anthem. Kill, kill, kill. Listen to the playlist. Tell us what you think. If you think there's a song that we have missed that we need to add to the playlist, send us a message. And if it gets me in the mood for crime, I think we're going to have it to the list. Oh, my Lord. So where shall we start? Shall we start with the human trafficking? No, of course we have to build up to the human trafficking. Let's start with something sordid. Let's start with some drugs. Oh, my Lord. Okay, we're going to start off in 2013, which what I think is probably the most French crime you can possibly be arrested for and the appropriate French reaction. This was the headline to the story. Eurovision star apologizes after drugs arrest. Amaury Vassili. He, of course, is the French pop opera star. You may remember him. He actually performed in 2011 for France. It was sung in France. It's French. Let me try that again. It was sung in French because they're France. Very French song. That was the one. It was almost like 1800s as you're marching off to war. It's so Frenchy. It's so chic. He was arrested and taken to the 19th precinct of Paris, where he is said to have, be prepared to be shocked and outraged, a whole 20 grams of hashish in his possession. Come on, people, really, what are we doing? There's real crimes being committed out there. 20 grams of hashish. How is this even a crime in this day and age? Ah, Lord. He was released, and he promptly released. He tweeted the following, quote, surprised by the magnitude of an ID control. It's true that I smoked an illegal cigarette. My apologies. And you know, as he says that, he is just like tipping the ash off his latest hashish cigarette. Oh, Lord. The newspaper headline goes on to say his arrest is certain to receive news coverage in France and bound to, quote, ho, 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 get him high in the charts, to coin a phrase. Prosecutors are now dealing with the case. Such a French crime, such a French reaction. But seriously, he had a hashish cigarette in France. I kind of thought that was compulsory. I just assumed they would give you a hashish cigarette when you travelled into France. Okay, maybe the movies and the brochures have lied to me. I don't know. I feel a little bit betrayed, Paris, to think that as I'm sitting casually in a cafe on the street with my hashish cigarette patting my poodle, not a metaphor, apparently, is a crime. Well, if that's a crime, I don't want to obey the law, Paris. But from one sexy drug scandal to one maybe not so hot under the collar. The next person arrested. Here is the headline. This one comes from 2nd of November 2012. The headline simply reads, Kiki Danielson in drug smuggling charge. So much drama in a headline. Now, she's from Sweden, competed in the 1985 Eurovision Song Contest with Bra Vritna, actually came third. So someone placing a lot higher at Eurovision. Of course, this article then goes on to give you a little bit of a background of Kiki, talking about her hits, Dag After Dag. It's a very different song here in Australia, Dag After Dag. It then goes on, life story, her constant battle with alcohol, give the poor woman a break, fluctuating weight problem. Oh, God, how is this finger waggle news? How is this in the press media? Weight struggle. I have a weight struggle every time I go to the kitchen. Do I have a salad or do I have a hamburger with the lot? Come on. And she's in the press. She's in the limelight. She's in Sweden. So you know what this is? She ate a sandwich. She didn't just take a bite and put it down. She ate a sandwich. She's a bit bloaty today. Oh, the outrage. Let the woman eat a sandwich. Here's an idea. As long as you can sing and come third at Eurovision, who gives a hell how much you weigh, either before, after, during, and middle? Unless she's actually expanding 18 dress sizes in the middle of Eurovision, actually, that would be fascinating. But apart from that, Lord, let people go with this weird fascination with weight. Oh my God, shock horror. They're suggesting that in 2012, she actually weighs more than she did in 1985. Oh my God, there's your real headline. Oh my Lord, woman actually spends 27 years having a life eating sandwiches. Anyway, I'm just going to say a lot of the sizes of performers on the Eurovision stage, technically some people might not consider healthy at all. There's a lot of people in stardom and on the stage who have a lot of body issues. And a lot of it is because of bullshit like this. Suddenly you go up a dress size. Oh my Lord. Oh, it's 27 years. She had a sandwich. Move on, press. But anyway. Oh Lord. And her tragic private life. La, 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 la. My Lord, just get to the crime, will you? Her drug journey began in the autumn of 2010 when a package containing 240 diazepam tablets addressed to Kiki were stopped on their way into Sweden from India. She was hit with charges of drug smuggling. Is it smuggling if you've just ordered them through the mail? I don't know. I don't know. Maybe it's just me. I'm thinking like if they're smuggling, there should at least be a pirate involved, surely, for it to be smuggling. I don't know. I'm not a lawyer. If you are a lawyer, let me know. I've always just assumed, to be honest, if a pirate's not involved, it's not. You know what? Or if it's up your bum. If it's up your bum, then you're clearly smuggling it. Or if you're one of those like assholes who have like 50 birds in a pair of socks, then that's smuggling. All right, but except like in those, you know, circumstances, is it really smuggling if you just go to a website and hit click, I don't know, pay with a credit card? Is that smuggling? It doesn't feel like it's smuggling. Yeah. Anyway, so that's a lot of tablets though. Although to be honest, 240, I don't know. Buy in bulk, cheaper deal. It makes sense, to be honest, cost effective. And if she is having this tragic life that the paper's talking about, then, you know, save a few bucks. Hey, cost of living, we can't judge. Kiki has constantly maintained her innocence all throughout the trial, claiming that she had ordered sleeping pills and not a class A narcotic substance. Yeah, okay, there's a bit of a difference, but to be honest, I'd be impressed if I ordered diazepam. That sounds like something you'd take for some sleeping. And what do you know? You've got some grade A drugs. I mean, I can see why she bought in bulk. That certainly makes sense. Oh, Lord. The trial definitely took its toll on Kiki. The paper goes on to explain what happens after all the events that happened during the trial. Oh, this is one quote from the paper. Having been seen disheveled and crying publicly at her local supermarket. Oh, I was having fun. Now I just feel bad. Oh my God. When you get to a spot in your life where you're crying in your supermarket, that's not cool. That's not cool. Oh my Lord. And you know what? If you see someone crying in your supermarket, give them a hug. You know, ask them what's going on. Admittedly, then you might have to hear all about the difference between diazepam and grade A listed drugs, but you know, they need it. Give them a hug. You know, maybe they can, or just suggest they cut up their credit card and stop buying things online from random Indian websites. Oh, there's a question to our listeners. Have you ever cried in a supermarket? Is there? Also, do you think there's a more depressing place to start crying than the supermarket? Oh, actually, you know what? I want to give a shout out to every human being that I've ever seen in a supermarket that has a screaming child, specifically a child that's on the floor or is doing that really high pitch, you know, that. Oh my Lord. How you all don't just like turn around, just walk out and leave it in the aisle, I don't know. But if you've not walked away from your child in the supermarket, you are a goddamn hero. You know that? I don't care what anyone says. I don't care if you've been wearing the same pair of sweatpants for the same 3 weeks and you haven't bathed in a month. You're a hero. You are getting it done. I would have walked away. I would have just, nah. No, I would have put myself through the 12 items or less. And you know what? The child would not have been one of those items. So bless you. Bless you for not walking out. Oh, poor Kiki. God. So she's crying in the supermarket. But she just wanted to have a soup, you know, eat a sandwich. Oh, people will think I'm fat. Oh, I'm a drug dealer. Oh. Again, I'm just going to say it. If she was on grade A illegal drugs, she wouldn't be struggling with a finger quote weight problem from the lesser side, maybe, you know, if she was a minus two. If she's the plumper lady, which the newspaper is suggesting, I'm just going to say probably not on grade A narcotics. I'm just going to say, I mean, it does a lot of things. Like, yes, it will ruin your life. It also seems to shrink the waistline. So I'm just saying there should be your evidence right there. Oh, she's a plump lady. Clearly she was confused. Luckily for Kiki, she escaped a stretch in prison. Instead, she received a fine of 1,160 euros and a reprimand, but did not have to serve any time in jail. Oh, I can only hope the next time you saw her crying in the supermarket, it was going to be crying tears of joy. Oh, my Lord. And the next drug scandal. No, there is no drug scandal. That's it. You all thought I was going to say Måneskin. That's right. Blame the young kids. Oh, my Lord. No, there is no drug scandal with Måneskin. And no, I don't care what anyone says. They did not do cocaine at the grand final of Eurovision. They did not do cocaine off a table at Eurovision. If we have learned nothing, nobody does cocaine from a table at the grand final of Eurovision. You do cocaine off the sex worker that sells you the cocaine in your hotel room. That's where you do your cocaine, not at the Eurovision grand final. Everybody knows that. Oh, my Lord. You know what? Actually, for everyone, anyone out there right now who's like, oh, you know what? Oh, I've never done drugs. Don't feel pressured. Some of them are all right. Some of them are great. Some of them just really, it's a waste of money. It really is. The other big important voice, the other really important bit of advice I want to give seriously to anyone out there. The other thing that you have to consider is, A, just don't go taking drugs by yourself. That's not fun. That's not fun. It defeats the purpose. It's like drinking. If you're just doing it by yourself, it's the drug equivalent of crying in the supermarket, okay? Do it in a happy, safe, responsible environment. The other thing you've got to consider is just because someone's offering you drugs, you don't have to take drugs with those people. I'm just going to say it. I'm a woman, and I'm a woman with very large boobs. So I've had a lot of questionable men offer me a lot of drugs over the years. And you know what? I've done none of those drugs with those questionable men. Well, there was that time with the Serbians, but that's different. Nobody knows how to party like a Serbian. But usually, I'm just going to say, the people that offer you free drugs are not the type of people that you want to be incapacitated on drugs with. You don't want to be around them when you're on the drugs. So just remember that, you know? The other thing is, if you are doing drugs, that's fine. But if you're in a position where you're like, oh, you know what? I now have to do some kind of weird sexual favor that I'm not happy about, it's time to give up the drugs. That's my other piece of advice for you. If it gets to that point, if you're looking for a sign, should I give up drugs? That is legitimately 100% the time that you need to give up drugs. Yeah, I'm just saying it. But yes, so that was a first little sneak peek into our crime episode. But join us for our next time. We're going to do a little bit more exploring where we're going to look at tax fraud. We're going to look at someone ripping off the government. There's also going to be claims of illegal drugs. And did somebody say there is some alleged human trafficking going on by a Eurovision star? Don't you dare Google it. I know if you did. Anyway, I'll talk to you soon. And just remember, don't do your drugs at Eurovision. It's just polite. Also, and if you know of any exciting Eurovision crimes that you think we should know about, the world needs to know about, then send them to us at deucepoirpodcast@gmail.com. We'll talk to you soon.